This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
My producer, we're supposed to rock the health world. We're getting into 70s disco now? What is that?
Well, told me that Leo Sayer G is coming on the show. I thought this is what I was trying to set the stage. It's not every day we have a world-renowned recording artist on the show.
Did.
This is kind of...
You get the headphones clean, because I didn't say Leo Sayer G. Sayer G from Green Med Info, our friend. He's one of the sources out there that we rely upon, the good guys in new media.
My bad. I'm
Leo
sorry.
Sayer. Come on. Sayer G, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thank you, Robert. Thank you for the introduction. I wish I was Leo Sayer. I hear he's quite the artist.
You remember Leo Sayer? I remember that song. He was great. He had that high-pitched voice. I wasn't sure if he was a man or woman, but definitely dug the music way back when.
Yeah, quite the afro, too.
Yes, exactly. But not like Sayer G, the manly man who was bringing health, freedom, and healing liberty through Green Med Info. We appreciate you so much. One of the sources for great stories here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we broadcast live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN. And Sayer, wanted to get you back on for a while now, but this particular story we've been talking about this week, I wanted to say, no sex, please, we're British. I remember that funny comedy all those years ago. But this says, no sex required. Body cells transfer genetic info directly into sperm cells. Amazing study finds. Now, at first glance, that headline, you know, you think, well, this is about sexual reproduction. It's about, you know, something to do with that area of study. But the bigger implications, broader implications of what you're revealing in this article, and we have it linked up in the show notes, is epigenetics has been strengthen our understanding of what's really going on, that the environment impacting genetic shifts in real time, not over millions of years.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, you know, the classical view is that we inherit our genes from our ancestors, and there are literally millions of years of history inscribed in the primary sequence of the DNA. And it's sort of locked in this hermetically sealed little conduit, and nothing can affect it from the outside in. It can only be a one-way transfer of information through sexual production to the progeny, the offspring, and that's how DNA was conceived according to the classical laws of genetics. However, a lot of new research related to what's called epigenetics, or beyond the control of the genes, emerged after the Human Genome Project, the first draft in 2005, found there weren't even enough genes in the human genome to account for the 100,000 so proteins in the human body. So they found 20,000 genes, and the idea is you get one gene produces one protein, which then translates to, you know, a cellular trait. And that was completely disproven. So what that has done is enable people to see that there are different ways in which our experiences physiologically affect our offspring and all future generations, because the germline isn't protected in the way we thought. Everything that we do in this life, anything that happens to any of our bodily cells, there's a mechanism now in place to show how the genetic information from those cells can get passed directly into the sperm, And I'm sure some study eventually will show the same trajectory for the ovary as well.
Yeah, it is stunning information because it, of course, discounts the religious cult of Darwinism in a big way. And that upsets some who had abandoned maybe the religion of their ancestors to adopt the religion of science, which is not real science when it comes to promoting agendas that allow for the mass drugging of the population, which is so much of what our medical church in America is all about. It doesn't acknowledge the role of the terrain, the law of the terrain, or if they say anything about it, it's sort of paid lip service while they're poisoning you with their other hand.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what the new understanding of the human body is that it's actually a meta-organism, right? We have far more bacteria that comprise our being as a species than actual human, genetic contribution. So the idea is even our genome is over 40% viral in origin, and 5% of that genome is from and these things called retroviruses, which further show that they can take RNA and insert it into the DNA, and sometimes it happens in the, quote, germline. So in other words, there's a real openness and plasticity, and we have to be so cautious as to what we're exposing ourselves to and not just think that, our DNA is destiny and that, it's pretty much mm-hmm. unchanging and nothing we do in this lifetime is going to affect us. So there's sort of an implicit religion that has been sort of a practice because of this cult of science, classical genetics that we're talking about.
This is really extraordinary. We get to do this in the new media. The old media is loath to bring this up in any significant context, lest the sheep leave the scientific religious flock and begin to say, hey, man, it matters what I eat. I should be orthorexic like Robert Scott Bell and only eat clean food. this is somewhat, let's say, anti-authoritarian, because it brings that power to change and transform your life in this lifetime. Again, this idea of genetic determinism is a victim consciousness form of teaching, if you will, or indoctrination. It tells you that only the so-called priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism can somehow come in and save you from your own genes, which is ludicrous, but that's what they've been saying.
Exactly. I mean, the thing about epigenetic changes are many of them are considered reversible, at least in theory. So if genes are shut down through something called methylation, it's possible to unmethylate genes as well through a dietary intervention or even some type of therapeutic action like exercise or even a mind-body technique like meditation could gear into our physiology. So it has truly turned the whole sort of pyramid on its head, and now our choice becomes really number one, which everyone who knows about spiritual realities knows that's already the case, but now the science itself is sort of providing the mechanism to justify that worldview.
Yeah, beautiful. We're talking with Sayer G, Super Don, not Leo Sayer. Got to get that down through your head. It's Sayer G, Green Med Info.
I'm sorry.
We have him. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you're forgiven. It was fun to open that way. It was. But Sayer has Green Med Info, and we have it linked up in the show notes today as well. And encourage you all to take part in what he does over there. It's terrific. Absolutely terrific. We're going to be talking also about this with Liam Sheff tomorrow, our good buddy, author of Official Stories, because it delves deeper into the false claim, the scam of HIV causing AIDS, because of course they said that's a retrovirus, and there is this thing they call an HIV test, which is nonspecific, cross-reactive. Everybody has this stuff, and if they don't dilute it like 100 or 1,000 or a ridiculous amount of times, the blood before they test it, 100% positivity on those tests. So the idea that viruses, retroviruses, are the cause of disease, yet they are the source of much of our DNA expression, this is... Sarah, I think this is going to take the whole realm of infectious disease to a whole other viewpoint.
Yeah, I mean, really, viruses are just pieces of genetic information and sort of chromosomes, and horizontal gene transfer, which is another example of sort of violating this classical view of, genetic information only flows in one direction through one mechanism, is a way for species to communicate and confer traits to one another, some of which are beneficial. And so really the study that we're referencing here also gears into this concept that when we eat a plant, let's say ginger, it produces these little nanoparticles called exosomes that have RNAs in them that go into our digestion, survive, get into our blood, and then they start modulating our cells on a nuclear level. And in the case of another study we featured last month on this topic, it was able to downregulate the inflammatory pathways in the body very effectively, confirming the folkloric, you know, traditions of eating anti-inflammatory foods like this. So we are just sort of on the cutting edge now, the science itself of understanding how food is medicine, how what we eat, if it's, you know, a sort of captain carcinoma, well, that's what you get. If it's a wildcrafted organic tomato, you know, well, then that's what you get, and that's what we are. So that's where we're coming to.
Well, there's another story here, Sarah, and I know you don't have this in front of you, but it's interesting. Superdon found it earlier today called Babies May Be Born with Allergies, according to this study. And they're, you know, asking the question, how is it possible that babies are born with allergies? Allergies used to be much more rare. I was a poster boy for allergies, so, you know, I know my history, although I don't know that I was necessarily born with them, but there were some issues in my own life. But they, here's another story, a scientific study referencing epigenetics. The fact that environmental exposure prior to the birth of the baby, even prior to conception, is impacting whether a child now is born chronically ill. Again, incidences of cancer in children, which were rare to being, you know, so rare as to be an anomaly, have now become commonplace as wards of hospitals are dedicated to cancer in children. So here we see more evidence of even the old mainstream viewpoint is starting to crumble. We're in the midst of that, if I could say, the light coming back in, perhaps. I mean, I don't want to be too bold to say that into medicine, but something is breaking the dam here.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, because if you think about it, if you're an adult and you're pregnant, you know, a woman and you're pregnant, and all the environmental conditions are affecting your physiology, in certain respects, maybe let's say it's upregulated in a histamine because you're affected by all of these pathogens and toxicants and the nose is trying to limit exposure, you know, then transferring that trait over to your baby could be beneficial in certain ways. You know, it's like Holocaust survivors who had elevated cortisol throughout their terrifying experience, and then their children had elevated cortisol for the rest of their life. Because they're sort of just sending information to the next generation that these could be the likely conditions you face. So there's a lot of reasons why the epigenetic transfer occurs. But in many ways, what you're referring to, though, is sort of really the complete dissolution of our genetic integrity as a species, which is probably also truly what's happening at this point. It's a miracle that we aren't all seeing even worse outcomes given what we're being exposed to, as you know better than anyone else.
Yeah, it's a testament to life itself and the creative powers to out-create, if you will, the arrogant men who try to destroy us through in the name of science, right? Let's have some more GMOs. Let's not. We're going to stick around here with Sarah G. One more segment, greenmedinfo.com. Remember, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski is joining us for the first time today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with Ty Bollinger, when we go outside the box in just a little while. Does your skin smell? No, really. We're going to get to it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And take the time to smell the roses. Stop and take the time to fill your nose.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah. Yeah, we're smelling the roses today. But we thought that it was only able, we were only able to do that through our noses. The olfactory nerves, the sensors there, the detectors there in the nose. But it turns out, well, your skin has them too. When I asked the question going out to break, does your skin smell? It's a double whammy on that one, because evidently your skin has loads of receptors and it does smell. What does that mean? Could this mean new benefits of understanding to aromatherapy, essential oils? I don't know, but we got Sarah G here to comment as well. Again, out of the blue here. Green Med Info, I should say, greenmedinfo.com. Sarah, enjoying having you on board here. I know how busy you are, but it's great to talk epigenetics. And now this is an interesting story, a new discovery apparently.
It's mind-blowing, actually. It's just breaking down false barriers in physiology. You know, which is what we're kind of talking about today. Like, there's so little that we actually know about our own organ of percipience, our own, you know, physiology. And it's just now coming to the fore that our skin can smell and might explain why certain types of therapies, you know, apply topically, especially with the small molecule essential oil derivatives have such profound power. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of trying to visualize what this means, and it's pretty profound. So
yeah, yeah. And in this study, they said that cell proliferation or healing of the skin tissue was enhanced 32% by use of, they used here a synthetic sandalwood. We would not be fans of those perfumes in that way. Obviously, the essential oils are available in a form that is non-synthetic. But still, it is significant if they can show the impact that there is, you know, a communication going on through a different sensation, rather than simply absorbing chemicals, the sensation of the smells of those things through olfactory-type nerve receptors within the skin itself.
Yeah, I mean, with the use of sandalwood especially, a lot of these plant compounds have been shown in at least preclinical research to stimulate regeneration of new cells from stem cells within a different type of tissue. So in the case of a healthy stem cell population, that's a very good thing. Yeah, obviously with cancer, not so good, but I can see how this might carry over to, you know, furthering our knowledge on that topic as well.
Mm-hmm. The question that comes to mind as well, though, is how is it that any teenager has any skin left on them? Because as bad as they can smell, the skin should be just running for the hills.
Good question.
I don't know. I ask the good questions occasionally.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Sayer, on the Green Med Info site, if you can let our new listeners know about you, what you do, because it is so complimentary. I mean, I look at you as a brother in our efforts to really transform the world, not because we're forcing it upon anybody, but revealing, relating information that really brings the power to heal back to the people where it belongs.
Definitely. I felt that from the first time I knew of your work. And exactly, because what we do is we simply take the research on the National Library of Medicine's database called Medline and index it in a convenient way for the public. So it's open access. We have 23,000 studies on over 3,000 ailments and 1,700 natural substances that show the value of natural interventions, and also show alternative toxicology studies on, say, unintended adverse effects of vaccines or some type of pharmaceutical product, food additives, or GMOs. So we're just there to disseminate the information in a way that's convenient and just to support, you know, the advocacies that everyone here shares, you know, being a fan and listener.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, I'm looking for an excuse to head to Naples, Florida. So you just tell me when your next event is locally or Sarasota or something, and we'll coordinate and get lots of listeners down there as well.
Absolutely. It'd be an honor. I think there'd be a huge interest in you coming down, so we'll have to do that for sure.
Yeah, we would have a blast together. Of course, you know, as we cover these stories, they reveal some things. Sometimes they point out very often absurdities within mainstream thought, you know, which is why we don't mind questioning, what reality is or how it's been portrayed to us through our lifetime, because so much of what I've learned has been opposite to what I was indoctrinated to understand in my younger life. But I'm healthy and vital because of my willingness to look at what I learned and say, maybe they lied to me.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, take nothing on authority. I mean, it just experience should be our primary compass in determining what is real and right for us. And I'm with you there 100%.
All right. Well, Sayer, a great way to get experience in this realm is to read the things that are being published at greenmedinfo.com. Sayer G, finally getting you back on. Looking forward to hopefully not so long between your next visit.
I would love it. Thanks for the invitation. Anytime.
You bet. Have fun with the family, and we've got lots of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We got Dr. Brzezinski for the first time, Ty Bollinger going outside the box, Hillary Clinton and her GMOs. Oh, no! Yeah, we got to talk about them, too. Another black box warning.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, great to have Sayer G on today. That was fun. And Leo Sayer opening. I still can't get over that, Super Don. I mean, you know, do you go out of your way to try to offend our guests? Is that what you're trying to do?
Are you saying that Leo Sayer should be considered offensive?
Oh, no.
There are legions of Leo Sayer fans who are now going to send you angry email.
Actually, no. We like Leo Sayer. We're just joking. And Sayer G, he's great.
You make me feel like dancing.
See, I can do it.
Oh, nicely done. I don't want to know what your wife was doing in order for you to do that. But
yeah, no, yeah. Little Mickey Mouse going on there. Anyway.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, you know, I just can't help thinking, before we blink the eye, and I don't know if you're going to be able to go there yet, because we're still waiting on word, where are we traveling to next, that kind of thing, but yes. Of course, Ty Bollinger and I, and Dr. Bitar, and Dr. King, and Paul Barichero is going to be with us. RobertSquatter.com, if you haven't gotten the Echo 7 yet. We're going to be together at Asheville, North Carolina, next coming week, I should say, 18th through 20th. So make your plans accordingly and meet us in the jungles of Asheville, the Southern Appalachians. And we will
Are there
not
really
play,
jungles in Asheville?
We will not play any banjo music, okay, for you Deliverance fans. That's not where we're going.
I thought we were going to be run through the jungle. Who sang that? I can't even remember.
I don't
That's
even
a Vietnam
know.
Era song.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, listen, I get happy doing this show. You know that. This is, for the most part, it's a great thing. Even if I get angry about certain subjects, the fact that I can let loose on it, let it out, it makes me, I'm lighter for it. I mean, this is my, how would you say, this is my antidepressant. Yeah. And, yeah, and then the thing is, I'm not depressant by nature. I don't like to depress anybody any more than I like to be depressed.
Everybody
but,
can get depressed, though.
Yeah, anybody
can. It
happens. True.
It happens. It's normal.
It's part of the human experience. I've often transitioned and talked to folks about transitions through three states. You know, the depression is the sadness, for instance, which is oftentimes the exhaustion phase of emotions, of raw, real emotions. Like anger might be the first thing. You're indignant, you're angry, and outraged at, for instance, the injustice of many things or the appearance of injustice out in the world. And then you can be frustrated that things don't change. You're not angry anymore. Now you're frustrated, which, by the way, the remedy for that is Argentum Nitricum. And if you're really angry, very angry, the homeopathic remedy is Stramonium, like Stradivarius, but Stramonium. And then if you're depressed, the most common remedy in homeopathy is Sepia, S-E-P-I-A. But
that would be from the cuttlefish, right?
The inky juice of the cuttlefish, right? It's like squid ink. Well done, Super Don. You've learned something, my young Padawan, over the years. It's very impressive. But the antidepressant, it's like I can be bummed out about something. And sure, it's happened. It's human. But the reality is, I'll come back to center because we know it's also about nutrition, detoxification, but also having a reason for being, a purpose for living. And many people have been disconnected from that, maybe by design. And then they are put on by the dunderheaded doctors onto things like SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs. And, there's a lot of danger in those drugs. Of course, we know that. But there's a kind of a blowback, apparently, about the danger, because even the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, recently said, hey, when people are modifying or coming off of those things, they're very dangerous. It really enhances their suicidal ideations and even, the acting out of the behaviors and maybe even homicidal. As we've covered over the years with school shootings, always seem to be psychiatric drugs at play there. But right. We've got a story here about doctors, or I don't know what doctors these are. These being paid for by the drug manufacturers. They're saying, hey, these black box warning labels, they got to go. This is not good. Because actually, the black box warning labels on SSRIs are resulting in more suicide attempts.
Huh?
Yeah, or they're saying they're highly correlated, right? I'm like, wait a second. The black box warning that tells you that SSRI drugs might increase suicidal tendencies, it's not the SSRI drug, it's the warning about the drug. This was actually published in the British Medical Journal recently.
Yeah, when I saw this, I did a double take, and I was like, okay, I really need to read this because this does not seem right. And apparently, it's true. They are actually saying that putting a warning on the drug, warning people that taking the drug or coming off of the drug or whatever may result in suicidal thoughts, mm-hmm. or among other things. But the warning itself is bad because people are reading the warning and then committing suicide. So what do you do with that?
If you read a black box warning from the FDA on an SSRI drug and you don't take the drug and you commit suicide, I'm telling you right now, the black box warning label did not cause you to commit suicide.
No.
I mean, even if you were to argue placebo, it's like, how do you have to believe that there's some kind of a power emanating from the black box that, you know, kind of programmed you to go ahead and end yourself? I mean, there's no sense even from a nocebo perspective. Yet there are doctors actually arguing this. This is published in the British Medical Journal.
Well, I love how this Dr. Gene Barrison, he's the executive director of the Clay Center for Young Healthy Minds. He's quoted here as saying that a black box warning means parents and doctors must be aware and monitor. But, and get this, he says that's the next closest thing to prohibition. What?
So simply warning about the danger of a drug is equivalent to prohibiting its use.
Putting a warning on, and I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about the black box warning. Now listen, the black box warning is like, for the FDA, is the ultimate thing before banning the drug. You know, it's like they have a choice. We can either say you can't have the drug anymore, or we'll put a black box warning. Okay, well, we'll just give you the black box warning. It's almost like a concession, right? You know, it's like, this drug is horrible and people are dying. Well, okay.
We'll let you keep it on if we just put a black box on it. Exactly.
Here's my question, though. Here's the thing I think that you really have to think about. If the black box warning wasn't on there, if you read the inserts on almost all of these drugs, okay, they have in there what those side effects are. So, if somebody took the time to read, you know, the insert minus the black box warning and just read what the side effects are, couldn't that be considered something that might be maybe causing people to die or have these problems because the warning's in there? Shouldn't they get rid of that warning too then?
Well, isn't this...
There should be no warnings on this stuff.
Isn't then this the reason why Monsanto and the like in the biotech field fight hard against labeling of GMOs?
I mean, but wait a minute. They're doing it. Why? Monsanto does not want those GMO labels to be on there because if people see it, they won't buy the food.
And it's not even a GMO warning. It's just, hey, this is a GMO product, right? As if they should be proud of their product, which they're not, because they know it would result in fewer sales. But the question is, how do we make, is there a relationship here? In other words, if you say we can't put a warning label on the drug because fewer people will take the drug, despite the fact that the drug causes the thing you're saying is happening because they're not taking the drug, we live in a bizarro drug-infested world. We know that. And then we stretch into, and it's not much of a stretch, into genetically modified organisms and their corruption of our integrity, of our genetic integrity, much less our functional integrity. And we say, well, who would be so bold as to come out in favor of GMOs prior to the next election cycle?
Could it be
Hillary?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, yes, the neocon from the Democratic Party. And we transition now into the political healing part of the program, which we are wont to do occasionally. Is she the darling of the Democratic Party? Well, certainly the establishment Democrats and perhaps even establishment Republicans. This is an interesting thought form, too. As Hillary Rodham Clinton comes out in support of genetically modified food, let's say she gets the nod for the presidential selection for the Democratic Party. And then she's going up against, let's just say, in a wild, crazy world, Rand Paul gets the nod for the Republican. Now, of course, the Republican establishment's not going to like that. But what's interesting about this, and this goes beyond the GMO, we'll come back to the GMO issue for a moment. You know that the Republican establishment would probably defect and become Democrats just to vote for a neocon like Hillary Clinton over Rand Paul, who has been outspoken in his discussion about interventionist foreign policy, similar to his dad, in a little different way, but similar to his dad, that we need to stop invading other countries and living there forever. I find that would
be interesting, wouldn't it?
I find that rather interesting to consider that the Republican establishment would probably rather have Hillary Clinton in because of her neocon tendencies than someone like Rand Paul, who would say, listen, we got to be more thoughtful about where we're sending our troops. Interesting to consider. But then again, listen, we got Hillary Clinton who says GMOs are good, and she makes, what, about $250,000 per speech, almost $225,000 per speech.
She's very high in demand, you know. I mean, she is Hillary Clinton, and along with you know, being the former First Lady, she was the Secretary of State, and so, you know, she's a celebrity, you know, minus, nobody seems to want to care about anything that's happened with her when her husband was in the White House or when she was Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. She seems to be almost as bulletproof as Slick Willie is, but it's interesting because she's quoted here in an article in the Guardian Liberty Voice as saying that she wants industry representatives around the table to have an intensive discussion about how the federal government could help biotechs with insurance against financial risk.
Wait, hold the phone. She's a Democrat, and she's wanting to be sure that big biotech firms are not harmed by any risk that they take. Wait a second. I thought Democrats were the party of helping the little guy and girl, right?
Yeah, the 99%ers, right?
Right. Yeah. Let's if we're going to support somebody with taxpayer money, let's give it to the poor people. No, I guess biotech, GMOs, Monsanto, they're the poor people now, according to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Because what she's saying is basically she wants taxpayers to, you know, cover
foot
any losses for bad investments.
They're going to foot the bill. They're going to foot the bill. And get this, she even gets into attempting to try and relabel things. You know, George Carlin had that great routine talking about how different terms have changed over time. I think the term he used was shell shock,
right?
And how it became, you know. But get this, she's wanting to, instead of calling things frankenfish or genetically modified, she wants to have things like drought resistant.
Drought
See,
resistant.
That's just much better. Much
it
better
sounds
than
better than genetically modified.
Yes.
Well, listen, we got to take a break here. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back. We've got cannabis updates. That's right. Cannabis cures galore.
Yay.
The governor of Georgia. Ooh, a Seattle city attorney. He just bought some weed. Legally.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you going to make me sing it myself, Super Don? This is the devil's weed went down to Georgia. He was looking for a governor to buy. He was in a bind. He was smoking his behind. I don't know. What was that? Because he wanted to get high. No, Georgia governor is now pushing trials of marijuana derivative, they're calling it. Of course, we know what he's talking about, the CBD, right?
Yep.
And we know that you don't, if you're in Georgia, I grew up many years in Georgia, you do not have to wait for the governor to make this clinical trial occur before you could have access for your children to this CBD-rich form of hemp, basically, the hemp oil. And Governor Nathan Deal is evidently now saying we're going to find a way to make this possible. Of course, no THC. But the point is this goes back to what we were talking about some months ago when this first came out, the Don't Move campaign.
Right.
And I don't know how well it's taken off, but I certainly would like to urge my Georgia friends to not have to move to get your kids.
I can give you a little update on that, actually.
Sure, yeah.
The Don't Move campaign is going to actually be relaunched, and the reason why is that there was a lot of misconception out there as to, okay, so what? You mean that if my kid has seizures and stuff like that, I should just, like, not do anything about it and not go to Colorado? No, that's not what we're saying. And so there's a lot of misconception. So it's still going, still alive and well, and it'll be relaunched again here, so I think in the fall.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to do that with a press release. That's why we continue to talk about it. We
right.
also made
it's
light
education.
Of the, yeah, we made light of the don't move, like, don't move. No, move, but don't move. And of course, it can be confusing. But the idea here is that you have the access to the CBD-rich industrial hemp oil in all 50 states. It is not a Schedule I. It is available. You can have it shipped directly to you, or if the health food store carries it, our friends at HempMeds, HempMedsPX.com, will send that to you. And because they're spotlighting some cases in this story about Valerie Weaver and her six-year-old son, Preston, who has Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. And he's saying, hey, we want access to this. The trials could help her son. But I'm saying right now, you could get this from Hemp Meds and use the code SHW47, and you'll get it at 20% off. And you'll probably remove from 60 to 80 seizures a day down to zero, like we've covered with other families, other children.
And so, we just bang our heads against the wall every time we see a story like this, because it's just like, you know, they're trying and they're pushing, yeah, and governors are taking chances and they're passing
still not getting
limited
it.
Bills and stuff. And it's like, why? You don't have to.
Listen, Superman, I went yesterday to a local meeting. A woman is running for, you know, state representative in Florida. She's Republican. Mm-hmm. There's five Republicans running, no Democrats. So whoever gets the most votes is going to win.
Right.
Nice lady. But I talked with her about the cannabis issue, and I could tell she's a Republican. She was uncomfortable with it at certain points. You know, she was very uncomfortable with it. And, you know, so we still have a ways to go. We still have
and these people are running for office. They're supposed to be people that you think are educated enough to be able to represent the people and the issues and the concerns of their constituents, but they don't know. They don't know this. I mean,
no, but they're having to be deprogrammed. We know that. Listen,
they need to listen to this show.
Yeah, they do. They do. Well, she will now, I think. Hey, listen, Seattle is kind of cool. The city attorney bought weed for his enjoyment. This is interesting. It's a big picture of here, you know, surrounded by media, the city attorney, normally the one that would probably go after people who are buying weed.
Yeah.
Now that it's legal, he went to the Seattle's lone recreational pot shop called Cannabis City.
Right.
He went in and bought some for posterity, he said. But, to his credit, he also admitted for personal enjoyment as well.
Yeah. I love it. They've got the picture at the top here, and the caption says, Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes waves his bag of marijuana to waiting photographers. And it's just like, how cool is this guy, right? I mean, they pass the law, it's legal, and he goes out there and shows, you know what, look, it's legal, and I am following the law, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good example. Now, the interesting thing is that they kind of juxtapose this to Denver, because here's Seattle, their city attorney goes out and buys a bag of weed. Denver city attorney did not. What's up with that?
I don't know. Denver mayor, city attorney, he was appointed by Mayor Michael Hancock. He said, well, no, I'm not. I know. Listen, I don't know if he's ever used, but I'm saying what this is going to do is kind of make honest some of these lying politicians, you know, like city attorneys who were probably prosecuting people for something that they were doing illegally.
Right.
And so maybe there's going to be some level of consistency and sanity restored by the removal of recriminations for using a plant, as I said, that the creator created. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We've got a news break, and we'll be back because it is time to go outside the box.
Yay.
With Ty Bollinger. And doubly cool today. I mean, as if weren't cool enough that TMB is going to be on, as usual. It's Dr. Stanislav Berdyzinski for the first time ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is going to be awesome. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is always yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.